Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word this Christmas morning is our gospel lesson, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, like many of you in our home, we use our refrigerator to post things. On the refrigerator door, our shopping lists. On the refrigerator door, our important phone numbers. Years ago, when our son was little, we'd have artwork, of course, posted there from school. And we also have refrigerator magnets. We kind of collect them, especially humorous ones. And there's one of them on our refrigerator door that is all in black, and it says, "Don't make me come down there," signed God. Don't make me come down there. But of course, we did. We made him come down here. Now we celebrate last night. I see many faces who were here last night. Not everybody, that's okay though. But last night, what did we do? We sang the carols. We love singing those. We didn't have a big crowd, but boy, folks just belted them out. We love to sing the old carols. We love to see the Christmas tree lit up. We light the candles, the atmosphere, and all of that. And now we come to Christmas Day, and what was it doing this morning? Raining. It was cold, and it was bright out, and it's a little bit different. And yet, in the daylight of Christmas Day, maybe we see more clearly that Christmas was a necessity. We made God come down here. Maybe I should modify that. It wasn't so much that we made God come down here. He didn't have to. He didn't have to come down here. What does the psalm say today? It says, "What do you see in the world? Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain and the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us burst their bonds apart. Let us cast away their cords from us.'" Still the same world. God didn't have to come down here. Matter of fact, I remember an old theologian wrote, and he said, "Even if God did nothing to save us, he would still be perfect love. He didn't owe it to us." Didn't have to happen, I guess, but if it didn't happen, we would be in a world of trouble. There would not be any future for a human being, at least not a future we want to think about. Now, our lesson from Hebrews in the bulletin today reminds us that before Christmas ever got here, it says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets." Not only that, in that same lesson, it says, "God spoke to our forefathers by the angels." And that was good. They did their best work, their greatest work, when they were pointing to the Son of God, the Savior who was coming. And not only that, we learn from the gospel lesson that the law was given to us, that's God's law, God's holy law, was given to us through Moses. And that's a good thing too, because there's got to be something there to curb the terrible behavior that we have toward each other and toward the Lord God. There's got to be something out there to point out and to make clear the problem of sin. But neither the law of God, nor the prophets, nor the angels could give to you and me a future. They could describe the future. They could praise the future. They could get excited about the future, but they couldn't give it. And the reason why is summed up in an old hymn that comes from our hymn book. It says this: "It says our flesh," that's our sinful nature, "our flesh has not those pure desires the Spirit of God's law requires. and lost is our condition. Now, if you're lost in the woods, you're not going to get yourself out of there. Somebody has to come looking for you. Somebody's got to come and get you. And of course, that's what Christmas is about. Book of Romans chapter 8, it says this. It says, "The law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what God's law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did. He sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in his flesh so that the requirement of God's law might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled in us who don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." In those words there, it says that there's a law. It's called the law of sin and death, and it's very simple. Where there's sin, there's death. And not just dying when you turn 80 or 90 or even 100, eternal death. Where there's sin, there's death. And that's irrevocable. Unless God's law is kept, as Jesus did by his perfect life. And unless God's law is satisfied, as Jesus did by his sacrificial death. Again, the words, "What God's law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh," that's your sinful nature, "God did it. He did it, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemned the sin in the flesh so that the requirement of God's law might be fulfilled in us." Sin was condemned in Jesus' death. The requirement of the law was fulfilled by Jesus' life. The law of God couldn't do it. The prophets couldn't do it. Moses couldn't do it. The angels couldn't do it. You and me, least of all, we couldn't do it. There's some things only the Lord Jesus can do. And that's why we have him. That's why he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so, today's lesson, Book of Hebrews, some things only Jesus could do. "You, O Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning." Only the Lord could do that, the Lord Jesus. "The heavens are the work of your hands." Only he could do that. "Without him was not anything made that was made." Only he could do that. "Like a robe you will roll up the heavens, like a garment they will be changed." Only our Lord Jesus could do that. Those mighty and powerful works. Because as the Word, as John chapter 1 said, he was with God, but he also was God, is our Savior. Now those are mighty works, but the greatest work of all is what? What we celebrate at Christmas, what we especially celebrate on Good Friday and on Easter, and that is that the Lord took what the Bible calls darkness, and he took that darkness and gave it a future. He delivered you and me from death and hell. He made us alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us light in the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, "Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Book of Ephesians chapter 5, "You once were darkness, but now you're light in the Lord." John chapter 1, "The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And so, in many ways, at various times, God spoke through the prophets, but now he has spoken to us through his Son. He has spoken to us through his Son, and so it is. It was a sad thing that God had to come down here, that he had to come down here and do something about it because we couldn't fix things. But it's good that he did. It's a blessing that he did. It's a happy thing that he did. Because now you and I, we have a future. And now you and I together, we praise the Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.